I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On January 1st, China will begin enforcing a revised Law of Public Order Offenses. It's an update to the Public Security Administration Punishments Law. It bans organizing or inciting others to take part in superstitious, sect, secret society, or illegal religious activities. Kurt Rovenstein from Bibles for China says,
that's where there's concern, is this last or religious, illegal religious activity, because it's ill-defined.
And that vagueness could create a legal pathway to restrict some Christian activities. Under the revised law, violators can see detention or huge fines. And while it may not feel like a dramatic shift overnight, it is another step in the direction of more limited religious freedoms. So pray wisdom for Chinese believers as they navigate daily Christian life and gospel sharing. Meanwhile, faith in the United States is on a downward slope. A recent Gallup report shows only 49% of American adults now consider religion important to their daily lives. 10 years ago, that number was 66%. Brad Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says,
when we see reports like this that come out, this looks like a crisis moment. And it is in some ways, but the fact is that with the declining number of people who identify as religious, it's actually just more important than ever that individuals encounter a relationship with Jesus.
It's a reminder for believers to be mission-minded. Start with this simple prayer.
I refer to it as the three open prayer in our ministry, and it is simply, Lord, open a door, Lord, open their heart, and Lord, open my mouth.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.